Hello, this is Sylvester.
Hey Sylvester, it's Joelle from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey,
You
so
still working?
I am. Well, I'm in California, so we're only
Oh, okay.
2:49 right now. Are
Oh,
you
okay.
guys
For some,
around? You guys are almost five, huh?
it's almost 5 over here. Yeah. I
Yeah.
thought for some reason I thought you were on the East Coast. I never.
Oh no, I would be at home by now. Definitely. No, I'm lucky. I actually get off at 3:30, so it's not too bad, actually.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, I just have a very quick question here. I'm just looking at your Secretary of State business filing for Texas. It says that your SOS was registered on January of this year. But I know you said that you've been in business for 4 years. Did you transition into a LLC this year?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. It was an assumed name thing. We were just doing
Sole prop?
sole proprietorship. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So you guys changed from a sole prop this year to
To an
LLC.
LLC. Yes,
Okay,
that is
perfect. I
correct.
just want to make sure I give you credit for, the whole duration that you've been in business for.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So yeah, that was my question. So we are good to go. Oh, actually, one more. Do you have any other capital loans out right now? I think last time you said you didn't, but just want to make sure.
No, I've never done this before.
Okay.
No, I've never done this before, the capital loans. I've worked
Okay.
off I worked off of my own monies, and that's
Yeah, but you guys
how
have
I
been
started.
getting busier, so you need
Yeah,
some
and
extra.
you're gonna see the trend on the monies, from, for example, from January.
Yeah.
And you'll see, and actually we just got another proposal to go work at another apartment complex to do more work there, and I haven't gotten a response yet, but I'm kind of like, oh my God, like what do I just hope it isn't it's just you accept more money and the more work, but you gotta have money to fulfill
Yeah.
these jobs, and
Yeah,
so that's the only
exactly.
thing that, but yeah.
And you just wanted
And
to see what the max amount is that you can get, right?
you know what? I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I just whatever you can offer me, I'm we can see what then I can
Sure.
make a decision, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, so what we do is we basically will look at, everything and we'll get you an approval for the largest amount possible, and then we can work backwards to find, the medium that you want.
Right. Yeah, that'd be fine. And I know you go based off of the credit that the person applying for has. And I'll tell you one thing real quick. Between, for example, January and now, my credit has gone down due to the fact that my expenditures went up, and then my revenue kind of was there, but it just the work overwhelmed my revenue, and then by the time it started coming in, I fell behind. I'm not gonna lie to you. Now, did I do it on purpose? No, because previous to that, I was paying my bills on time, and that's how I got to where I'm at right now, which is, I'm back. So, just a FYI, if
Sure.
anything. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at your credit report here already, and it is below the national average, in
Yes.
the 520s. But I'm just looking in here, kind of give you a little bit of feedback on what you can do to, help your credit go back up. The main thing I see here that would probably be the easiest thing for you to take care of. It looks like it's the you have a loan right now with the Ashley Furniture.
Right.
Yeah, so that one right now you are, past due a few months now, I think it is.
Actually,
Yeah.
I think last week or the week before, I went current with them.
Oh, you did.
So
Okay, okay.
yes, and I guess they haven't posted I guess they haven't updated to the credit agency. So
Yeah,
yes,
doesn't look like it. Yeah,
and
but
it
yeah, you only have a balance of, from what I see here, like 2,300. And a lot of times, when you have balances that are like that, you, if you could just pay the whole thing off at one time, it really helps the credit score, like jump up.
Yes,
yeah, obviously, if it's like a car loan, you can't really, you can, but it'll you know, take up a lot of your money. But like small balances like these, like $2,300, a couple hundred, things like that, those are easy to help your credit score go up.
Right.
Yeah.
And then definitely so, I'll keep that in mind to take care
of. Yeah, and then there's also some, like, you have some credit cards too, but I'm sure you know what's going on with those. But that's from what I see here, like, that's the easiest thing to take care of.
Okay.
And then I think you also have, like, a car loan from the past that was, like, that one was pulled down your score a lot. That the car loan you had, when was this? The Nissan a while ago. That one really hurt you. But that's in the past, so I'm sure you know how to deal with it.
Right.
Okay, cool. So I will go ahead and... Oh, yeah, and then also I was looking at your bank statements. July seemed like a very slow month for you.
Yes, because that's when it really hit me, the revenues. It's one of those things, like I have my accounts receivables that right now it's like as of later today when I do all my my new invoices for the end of the month, I'll probably reach like 60,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was a transition in in one property that subsequently kind of ricocheted to us. The property manager was replaced with another one. The new one came in, and then there was another manager, another property manager,
like
was helping her processing the invoices.
Yeah.
So in between that, I still have invoices that are still stagnant there, and I'm like, "Come on, process this stuff. This needs to be taken care of." And I don't want to threaten them or just leave just because they owe me, because you have to understand, this is my livelihood, and if I have a good these big accounts that we can make money off of, I'm gonna have to step it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But they're already been paying us, so they're getting the bills paid. But subsequently, now we're generating more invoices because now they're giving us more work. So, I mean, it just keeps rolling and that's where I'm at. I'm like, I cannot afford to take any more work. I'm afraid.
Did you tell them?
Yes, and they're like, yes, we're working on them. Let me reconcile. The new property manager is like, yes, Alexa, I'm really gonna try to get this squared off. And I go, you know, you got to help me because I'm choking here because it's, you know, I'm doing all this work.
Yeah, $60,000 is a lot of money.
And that's not just one property. This is like across with all my accounts.
Okay.
Because we do like several properties, like big apartment complex properties, and virtually all of them, they ask us to do not just the landscaping, but they want us to do everything. That's because it's all about being an authorized agent, an authorized vendor, and they don't. They don't have anybody else that's authorized. So they're like, "So you're not the vendor. You want to do this? You want to do this?" And I'm like,
But that means you have a lot of leverage. You should be able to, like, I understand that, you know, they're, you know, your big account and all that. You don't want to piss them off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's got to be a point in time when you're like, well, you know, especially if you're the only authorized vendor for them, you have a lot of leverage and a lot of power where you can be like, hey, you know, like, I really want to continue working with you guys. You guys are great, customer. But, you know, like, we have to have, like, a good payment plan in place because, let's just say, for example, if I was the one that hired you, you know, if I don't pay you for a whole year, then at the end of the year, I would have to, cough up a whole bunch of money to pay you. So that's going to affect them. So it affects everyone.
I agree with what you're saying. Unfortunately, I'm in a position to where I can't even think like that at times because we're so busy.
Yeah, you don't even know
all this work.
Yes,
and I'm afraid to even hire somebody and have to commit to them, like somebody to help me doing all the processing and and kind of calling people, hey, you know, we're 50 days behind on this and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because it takes money, you know. How am I going to hire somebody and then I have to commit to these people that
Right, and it's not like it's going to help you either, because it's just only going to make you finish your jobs faster, which means you have to put more cost into the next project that the complex give you. So, and, you know, waiting, and you're still waiting for them to pay for the other stuff. So, you know, really, what's the rush?
So,
oh, man.
Anyway, hopefully you get a picture of my situation.
Yeah, I totally get a picture of your situation. My dad was also in construction before, so I know exactly what you guys, what you're going through.
So, anyway.
Alrighty. Cool, so I will submit it now because I got the last piece of info, and I should be able to get you an answer either late tomorrow or the day after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully you have a good rest of your day, and
don't
work too hard.
Yes, that's right. How do you say the name of the bank?
Cardiff, like car, like Cardiff. Car, and then diff, like different.
Diff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cardiff, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Cardiff Wells. We have also Cardiff by the Sea over here in San Diego.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right, well, just let me know whenever you get an answer.
Yep, sounds good. I'll give you a call once I have an update.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.